From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This fall, Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, will do something almost unheard of for a public college: get rid of in-state tuition. The plan calls for charging all students the much higher out-of-state levels. The university's president says he'll make up the difference by providing more financial aid to Ohio families who most need the help. But critics say this approach may backfire. Eileen LeBlanc reports.
The Miami campus, with its red brick Georgian architecture, has the feel of a private Ivy League school and the reputation to go with it. 80% of the entering students graduate, and the school turns down 10,000 applications each year. That reputation is what convinces out-of-state students to come here and pay as much as $18,000. Dina Kearns is from Shelbyville, Indiana. Today she's in the cafeteria with her friend William Forsyth. Kearns chose Miami University over 11 other schools that had accepted her.
I got scholarships from all other schools and not one from Miami. So I had to sit down and really evaluate, can I pay the out-of-state tuition to come here? Is Miami worth the out-of-state tuition? And I, along with many other out-of-state students, feel it is.
Like those at public universities and colleges in most states, resident students here have paid much lower tuition. Rates for Ohio residents at Miami have been nearly $10,000 cheaper than for out-of-state students. But next year, Dina's friend William Forsyth, who hails from Willoughby Hills, Ohio, near Cleveland, will get the same bill as Dina. This one-size-fits-all proposal is designed to make this public school operate more like a private one. William Forsyth.
Maybe some people look at the university and say, well, you know, that price is too high. You know, you're not a private. You can't charge that. You're right. We're not a private. We're a public university, but we're worth it.
Forsyth has studied the plan and understands that in reality, his tuition likely won't go up at all. This is where it gets complicated. In fact, no Ohio resident will end up paying full cost under the plan. Each qualifying in-state student will get a scholarship, roughly $5,000. In addition, there will be what's called a leader scholarship based on financial need and how attractive the student is to the institution. That could be as much as $5,000 more. It's a big change, but Miami University President Jim Garland says it's for good reasons.
I think it will increase the attractiveness of the university within our Ohio market by demonstrating very clearly what the market value of a Miami University education is. So instead of seeing us as an $8,000 value, we hope to revalue ourselves in the Ohio market at our true market value, which is $18,000.
Garland believes that his high tuition, high aid plan will allow the university to attract more students from families with what he considers a moderate income, $35,000 to $100,000. Currently, the average income for a family here is $110,000 a year. Garland says many of those families can afford the higher rate. Under his plan, a greater proportion of aid would go to those of greater need and higher achievement. But Joni Finney of the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education believes that Garland's plan is flawed. She says there's a very good reason that Miami is what it is. The taxpayers of the state helped build this school into a unique institution so that their children could take advantage of it. But with the new plan, she fears that lower and middle income Ohio families will be priced out of the running.
So I think increasingly, he's not going to increase the number of Ohio residents. In fact, over the long term, that will decrease, and he will go after those who can pay the higher tuition from outside of Ohio.
Garland, the university president, says he has his work cut out for him, describing the complicated price structure and scholarship benefits to prospective students and parents. But the plan has passed one major hurdle: approval by the Ohio legislature. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.